got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up now.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
It's 8:52. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average. It's Thea NSK as well as Shaquan on Fresh Breakfast. We promised you that we are going to have a conversation about the Windhoek Fashion Week that is happening from the 1st until the 6th. And today we have Andeline Villan in studio. Andeline, did we get your name right? Did I get your name right? seeing that it could be one of those names that people butcher probably all the time.
Yeah, no, you did great.
My goodness. Thank you so much. Welcome to Fresh FM.
Thank you so much. It's my first time at this station.
I was about to ask. It's her first time. We're taking your radio virginity.
We love it. Wow. So extra.
That is what she has to deal with every morning, by the way.
A lot of energy for this time of day.
that's the whole point. Andeline, let's talk about the Windhoek Fashion Week itself, right? What is the problem with fast fashion? Maybe you can walk us through this concept itself.
I think it's something that's, you know, come up in the last 10 years. Like, we've always had our Mr. Prices and our Ackermans and stuff.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you had like four seasons a year, right? So you had your winter collection, your summer collection.
Mm.
And it was quite easy to keep up with fashion. But now, thanks to like global shipping and the internet and stuff, you know, companies like H&M and everyone came and like they just ruined like everything, basically. Look, we love it. I love fashion.
Mm.
But literally at the moment, there's over, I think, 32 seasons per year. So literally every time you walk into the shop, there's a new drop, which for me is just how are we sustaining that? Because I don't know about you guys, but at my age, I'm not growing anymore. So there's no reason for me to buy something unless I think it's cute or I need it.
Mm.
So, and then now, obviously, and since COVID, the wonderful Chinese company Shein really grew.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the moment, that thing is fluctuating like crazy. And look, I get it. It's cheap, it's efficient, and it gets dropped off at your doorstep. But we don't think about the repercussions that it has on our environment.
Mm.
And literally, you can Google it. Shein has been accused of using child labor. So yeah, you're getting that dress for like $30 plus shipping. But ask yourself, like, you know, there's a kid somewhere in the world sitting making that thing, not getting paid for it.
Mm.
And how does that make you feel? So I just really felt the same way probably our parents were told back in the day that plastic is bad for the world. And they were like, oh, it's fine. Like, how's my straw going to make a difference? Mm. And now today we have this massive plastic crisis.
Problem, yeah.
Like, I feel we are at a point in as a society where we need to say, listen, am I going to prioritize looking hot and wearing a outfit once for the gram? Or am I going to prioritize supporting local, wearing locally produced things that are higher quality and that are not bad literally for the environment as well? Because you have to remember, dyes, fabrics, plastics, every time you buy a shirt or something, that also affects literally the environment around us.
Yeah.
So, and these are clothes, I mean, all us slay queens can relate. You wear it once, and once it's been on the gram, it's done.
Yeah,
it's done. Yeah. True. And I guess that's where you come in, isn't it? That's where you come in with, especially with the theme of the Windhoek Fashion Week, the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week itself, being sustainably Namibian.
Yeah.
And that's where your brilliance comes in, isn't it? Sustainable fashion. Why is this so important, though? And why is this so close to you? I mean, yes, you explained the environment, but your style, the way you look at fashion, sustainable fashion, why is it so important to you?
I mean, I started this, it started as a charity when I was 16.
Okay.
When you were 16,
yeah,
dude.
That's been 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, I started it then as a way to help lesser fortunate girls go to their matric farewells, you know, without having to make their parents more broke.
Mm.
And now in time, it's grown to the point that we still have that side of the business, but we also have a business now, because I believe that charities need to be self-sustaining as well.
Of course.
And yeah, like, I just think it's so sad that you spend like up to, I mean, nowadays it's up to 20K for a gown, you know,
yes.
And you literally, I mean, look, you slay it and then it just chills in your cupboard.
Right?
Yeah.
And
then it literally just lies there, never to be seen or worn again. And I just find that the weirdest concept. So our business basically works like this. You can donate your dress to our organization because all the profits we make goes back to our charity organization.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Mm.
And then you can rent that $8,000 dress literally for $800. You know, we include our dry cleaning fee in that. So you literally pick up a tailored dress made. We alter it that it fits you perfectly.
Mm.
And then you pick it up for your event, you bring it back dirty, and that's it. So I just thought, let's make life easier. You can look fabulous, because no one's going to remember that a chick in the north wore it, you know, 3 months ago. Like, people don't make that correlation. No one
can. Are we at that level, by the way, Shaquan? Are we at that level in Namibia? Fashion police. Oh, NSK Ward yesterday. He's wearing it again today. And do I even care? But anyways, I guess.
This is a conversation for another day. Yeah. Maybe just to enlighten us a little bit as well. How can I, as a regular girl, just be a little bit more conscious with, you know, just sustaining my own fashion on a daily?
I think, like, you know, we always go into the shops and we go, oh my gosh, that's so expensive.
Yes.
And I'm like, I get it. I do. But like I said, if you're at a space where you don't grow anymore, there's no reason for clothes to get thrown on unless they're literally broken or don't work anymore.
Yeah.
And you will see if the Shein jumpsuit arrives, the quality is not there, you know, like
it's,
you wear it like 3 times and then in the wash it melts or something.
True. I've seen endless holes. I know about them. Yeah.
So I just personally feel like the same way nowadays, it just makes sense to buy a quality shoe because if the shoe is good, it's going to last you a while.
That's true.
The same way I'm like, listen, get staples in your wardrobe. Like we all want like that season cute thing. Like now the corset top is really
Yeah.
I get that. So go buy yourself too. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of your wardrobe, try and keep it something that's actually something you will wear next year again.
Yeah.
Because something like a skirt will always be in fashion.
Come on.
Your white little blouse will always be in fashion.
Yes.
And then I said, if you can, support a local woman. There's so many seamstresses nowadays in Namibia, in Windhoek, on the gram. It's so easy to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, okay, hun, listen, this is what I want.
Yeah.
How much it's going to be.
Yeah.
And then you can couture it to yourself because, like, I'm, for example, quite busty.
Yeah.
So things I order online never quite do me justice, you know? So I anyways need to tailor it. So I'm like, support your local girls. Mm. I think it's worth it.
All right. So how many times have you shown at the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week? Is it going to be your first or is it?
Yeah, I have like massive imposter syndrome. Like, I've worked in this industry for ages. I've worked in South Africa. Like, but I'm always like, I'm the last to like root for myself. That will always, I'm very introverted. When they contacted me and they were like, listen, girl, we want you there. I was like, what? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I think you made a mistake. And I'm like, but I'm so excited because I want to show, because we cater for all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
So I picked my models that it's 30 girls from literally all shapes and sizes to show, like, honey, it doesn't matter what you look like, you can look fire. And I mean, men have known this forever.
Right.
I always say,
if we saw ourselves
the way our men saw us, we would be not so hard on ourselves.
No, absolutely. That's a really good point. But what are your time slots?
So mine is on the 4th of November, and I'm at the second slot, so slot 2, which is at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm very excited.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be an amazing show.
Of course, man.
Believe in yourself. You got this.
And Elaine, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We wish you all the best with your slot at the MTC Windhoek Fashion Week, Sustainably Namibian.
Yeah.
And it fits right up with your brand, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, cool. And we are very happy
that
we were your first.
Energize with Fresh Breakfast. Wake up on Fresh.